Hello. Are you in here, sweetie? That's odd. I could have sworn I saw him come into this club room. I even see his things over there by the easel. Looks like he's working on an oil painting. Oh my, that's a large canvas. Oh! Two of my friends are in this painting. This is Queen and Duchess. The little freshman boy has really captured their personalities. But there's so much more room here. I wonder who else he'll fill the space with. It's too bad he's not here to discuss this amazing work with me. Where could that boy be? I know there aren't any other exits to this room, so he simply must be hiding. And who could blame him? After my friends have played so rough with him. Where are you, little freshman? Where are you? Nope, not here. Not here either. Oh, he's such a good hider. I don't suppose he could possibly be in this supply closet, could he? There he is. Oh, now, sweetie, you know you can't run away. Look at how small and weak you are. Why, I can literally lift you off the ground. There. Shh, don't cry. I'm going to sit right here on this little love seat, and you're just going to be still and quiet in my lap while I talk. Oh, there we go. Isn't that comfortable? Is this where your models pose for your little drawings, darling? I saw that you were working on. You're so talented. I'm betting my friends never praised you once, did they? No, that's not their way. They can only focus on a toy's negative attributes. Shh. Are we feeling a little calmer now? See? I'm not gonna hurt you, honey. Who am I? Well, I suppose in the scheme of my group's little hierarchy, you'd consider me the princess. Yes, I like that. A warm, kind princess who knows exactly what's best for all of her subjects. I should apologize for my friends Queen and Duchess. They're both so energetic in their own way, and such fighting between those two. It's unseemly. They can never quite grasp that when they fight over their toys, their toys just get broken. Oh, I think you know what I mean by that. You're not a toy? Oh, sweetie, of course you'd think that. It's so hard to come to grip with the concept, isn't it? You want a girl who's going to love you and cherish you and treat you like a partner. But, well... See, now, that's something that only real men get, honey. And you're not a real man. You must have realized that by now. You're small, sensitive. You're weak-willed and so, so sad. These are not great traits for a partner. But they're wonderful traits for a toy. And who's to say that we can't love and care for our toys? We can dress them and play with them, and then when we're done with them, we can just put them away oh so carefully and not think about them once until it's time to play again. Doesn't that sound lovely, darling? I love to care for my toys. In fact, that's why Queen gave me special permission to visit you next. You see, she was quite cross when she had heard what Duchess had done. Honestly, they didn't speak for nearly a week. She wanted to simply throw you away, especially since we noticed you stopped coming to your special club room for fear of running into one of us, but... well, she's come around to the idea of learning how to share. And if we're going to share, then we need to make sure our toy is properly maintained, don't we? And I am so very good at maintaining my toys. Oh, dear. I notice there's quite a bit of room on your canvas still. What's been keeping you from completing that little doodle? Oh, I see. Not enough motivation. That makes perfect sense. You're like a little lump of clay to mold. Totally worthless right now, but with the right loving care, oh, you'll be so special. Your painting is for an art showcase. Oh my. And you've chosen Queen and Duchess as your subjects. Such a bold choice, sweetie. You've captured Queen's regal air, most definitely, and Duchess looks... dark. So that makes sense. Do you think you have enough room on your canvas for a princess? I'm a little bigger than my friends, aren't I? Let me see your hand, sweetie. I'll show you. As you can tell, I'm bigger down here and here. You see, I have a warm, soft little belly right here. And I'm very, very big up here, aren't I? Oh, goodness. Am I embarrassing you, little freshman? Are you ashamed because I'm making your little penis hard? Do you like big girls, sweetie? Many boys do, but they're too afraid to say so out loud to anyone but themselves in the privacy of their little rooms, just gently tugging on those sweet little penises while thinking about it. Thinking so, so hard about women like me. All sorts of curves and softness and delicious skin. Does that sound right? I bet it does. You're so tense, baby. You know what you need. Can you take a guess? You need a nice, big, soft mommy to take care of you. Oh, no, 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 sweet boy. Stop struggling. Don't move. Shh. Shh. I know you're scared. It's so frightening being so small and weak. Seeing how easily I can hold you still, I barely have to try at all. But you have to trust that your mommy knows what's best for you. I'm gonna help you relax, baby. I know exactly how to release all that stress and tension. I wore my special white dress for that express purpose, you see. See? Look how I can just pull down the front of my dress and release my big, soft breasts for you. Now you see how I'm different from those other girls, little freshman? I'm not as stingy when it comes with my toys. I love to share. In fact, let me just prop you right up there in my lap. There we go. Lay down, head in your mommy's lap. Just a little higher. Go ahead, darling. Take that nipple into your mouth. Oh dear, we're having trouble listening, aren't we? Mommy does not like it when your good little boys don't listen to her. I could see we'll have to open your mouth for you and make you take this gift. Oh, that's better. Much better. Shh. Shh, 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 shh. Suck, baby boy. Suck. Your mouth feels so warm and slick on my nipple. having my nipples sucked, sweetie. They're so sensitive. Oh, you're so small. Just one of my breasts looks bigger than your whole head. That's it. Oh, don't be frightened, darling. Just feel how warm my hand is wrapped around your hard little penis. It's so cute. Look how easily I can wrap my whole hand around it. Oh, and how easily that hand just glides up and down, nice and slow. Does it feel good, sweetie? Do you like my soft hand? I bet you do. You're going to be a good boy for all of us from now on, aren't you? No more trying to run away. No more hiding. No more weak little struggles. Do you understand, Mommy? Oh, good boy. Now, keep sucking Mommy's nipples now. I love it when you're a good boy, little freshman. And if you keep being a good boy and doing what you're told, you may get some more visits from your mommy. Would you like that, baby? Would you like your big, soft mommy to take care of you again? Such a good boy. Your penis is twitching and throbbing so much. Are you going to make a big, creamy mess all over my hand? No, baby, don't close your eyes. Look at me. Look at your mommy. That's a good boy. Be on your very best behavior now. Oh, I know. You're so close, aren't you? You're thinking about all those future visits from mommy, aren't you? Naughty little pervert boy. You're going to have to earn them. Oh, you're there, aren't you, baby? Do it. Do it for mommy. Make a big mess just for me all over my hand. You can do it. Come for me. Come for mommy. Come. Yes. Oh, look at you. Ooh, so much mess. How can such a cute little penis come this much? Oh, you're covering my hand, you see? Oh, you see my messy hand? Oh, such a sweet, sweet boy. Up now. Up. I have to clean this mess. Are you studying? Are you making good grades? Good. You keep that up, okay? You're going to be very successful as long as I'm around. I won't tolerate poor performance, you know. That painting. What were you going to do with it? Throw it away? You will do no such thing. You are going to finish it, and then you're going to submit it to that art competition of some kind. And you're going to win. You understand? Now then, I know we've had our fun, but you need to toughen up a bit. The others don't play as nice as I do. In fact, I don't know what you should expect from your next visitor. She's the least talkative one of our group, but she's... well, she's stacked. You might say that she's our muscle, after a fashion. So I need you to be focused, sweetie. Remember that you're a toy. As long as you behave, we'll keep playing with you. As long as we want. And if you can't behave, well, bad toys don't last very long, little freshman. Oh, are you crying again? Oh, dear. They told me this might happen. There. I didn't mean to scare you. Dry those pretty little eyes of yours. I'm sure your next visitor will be lovely. Not as lovely as the princess, of course, but... Yes, I'm sure I'm much funnier than the other girls. Now, what are we going to do after I'm gone? Yes, that's it. You're going to get right to work. And how are we going to behave when you receive visits from someone in our group? You have to say it and look me in the eyes. Say, I'm going to be a good boy. Ah, yes, you will. So good. Now, give Mommy a kiss. So sweet. So cute. Now hold still while Mommy gives you a kiss. You taste so sweet, little freshman. Oh, I so badly want to play with you some more, but this is all I signed up for. Oh well. A princess will always wait her turn. Goodbye, little freshman. Behave yourself.